A tough go on cattle and producers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been probably at least 25, 30 years. I have seen it like this before, but it's been at least 20 years since we've had anything with the temperature dropping as far as what it has right now.
Farmers across Tennessee with livestock have not had a winter like this one in at least 20 years, and they're taking those extra steps necessary to protect their livestock that haven't experienced this cold weather either. Dyer County producer John Butler.
Well, the elements dictate what we do, either the extreme heat, extreme dryness, or cold and wet. The worst thing you can have in the middle of calving season, have a bunch of freezing rain and below freezing temperatures, where the calves don't have the ability to generate the type of heat that they need to survive. So we've had to get them in trucks and 15 or 20 laying under the heaters and you know, drying them off and getting them dry. So you have to do some of that if the elements dictate it.
And John Butler says with these freezing temperatures, keeping water available for his cattle is always a challenge, but a priority.
We've got to chop ice. We've got some waters, and they were froze up here last week and are froze up again today. So we're having to chop the ponds to make sure they've got, fresh running water, especially in the middle of going into calving season. They'll require 60 to 80 gallons of fresh water a day.
There's no doubt cattle farmers have had to put in the extra time this winter taking care of their investment. Madison County producer Jimmy Stanford says that's just part of it.
When you got cattle, you can't forget them. We check ours every morning. We feed them a little every morning. I like a cup of coffee every morning, so they like something to eat every morning. And I think that helps in times like these. I mean, if you need to lead them somewhere to a thicket or whatever at night, you can go carry a bale of hay, and they'll get behind a gate or something. If you feed them a little bit every day, you can lead them wherever you want them to go, and we've done that a couple of times to get them out of the cold.
Again, a tough winter so far for cattle, but producers taking good care of them. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.